Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Hello everybody. I want to read to you 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And the word of the Lord says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the enemy, roams around like a roaring lion, looking and seeking whom he may devour. You know, it's something that the Lord has been really speaking to me. I've dissected this scripture. I've meditated on this scripture, and it's actually going to be in my next book, the next two books that I'm getting ready to release. And I'm really excited about it. But one thing that I feel a word of the Lord for now is I almost feel like the body of Christ, more than ever, really needs to have a very strong, sturdy relationship with God. I think that we are living in times where the enemy is rising up, trying to take everybody out from that place of being on fire for God, passionate for God, being solid in your stance with God, being fervent, steadfast, and unshakable when it comes to your relationship with God. I think these are key times. We've got to be very firm and very grounded, and we have to be very rooted in our relationship with God. We can't be people that are like the waves of the sea at this moment, because the enemy, I believe, has come so violently to try to oppose people, to try to take them out, to put doubts inside of people's minds, perhaps making you wonder, is God there? Will God come through? And all the while, as the enemy has stood up and risen up against people, God's people who want to fight for holiness, live for holiness, who want to be set apart, there's such a violent attack, such a violent opposition against the body of Christ during these times. You know, as we close out the year, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And it's so key and so important for us to finish strong. We've got to be very rooted, very grounded in our walk with God. Perhaps you're looking around and there is a lot of chaos. And the reason why is because God is doing something new. There is a lot of new that God is trying to usher into our lives. And because of that, sometimes things can look very chaotic. Anytime God is going to change something, it can look chaotic. But God, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, he's making all things new. He says that he says, see, I am doing a new thing. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, he said, it's springing up. Do you not perceive it? We've got to perceive what God is doing. More so now than ever, we need discernment in the body of Christ. Because I almost feel, and as I've been praying, I feel like there's been a lot of disobedience in the body of Christ. We've not given God our very best. We've not persevered like we should persevere. Perhaps people have been seduced. We've been seduced by so many things. Many people have been seduced by hurt, by pain. You know, it is possible here in 1 Peter, he tells me to be sober. If he's telling me to be sober, that means that there are drunk Christians. If you are a drunk Christian, you are not sober. And oftentimes we become so consumed with the hurt. Did you know that the hurt, the pain that perhaps you felt this year can actually hypnotize you? Pain can actually hypnotize you. People that talk about pain, people that come together, if they're offended, most people that are offended, they come together and they start to talk to each other about the pain, about the hurt, about what happened. That is like hypnotism. It will hypnotize you. And you can't think clearly. You can't be sober. The Bible says in 1 Peter that there is an enemy and he's roaming around like a roaring lion. He's looking for somebody to devour. And so when we're drunk because of what happened to us. We're drunk because we're rehashing things. You know, we can actually step into a lot of disobedience. And disobedience is rebellion. And rebellion is like that of witchcraft. And so there are so many people that are stepping in to seduction, to becoming loose in their walk with God. Listen, these are times for you to be strong, to be steadfast, to be firm, to be in love with your God. These are not times to become cold in God. These are times to get strong in God. These are times to get sturdy and founded and grounded and hold on to your Father with everything that you have. Because God is doing something new. You've got to perceive the times. You've got to be able to perceive what God is doing. When you can perceive what God is doing, when you can hear what God is doing, and you can understand what God is doing, then the storm is not really confusing, but rather you can walk that storm, or you can walk life, and you can walk it sober. So that you know when the enemy rises up like a flood, you know how to fight him. You know how to press forward. You don't get drunk in all kinds of toxicities and hurt and offenses. Listen, we need to be sober people. We've got to be sober. We've got to be alert. We've got to be watchmen. We've got to be people of prayer. And we've got to be very strong and grounded in our walk with God. So I want to encourage you right now. You've got to come back to the presence of God. You've got to have that presence of God increase in your life. And you've got to be very firm when it comes to your relationship with God. Don't you let anybody take you out. Don't you let anybody influence you. Make sure that you stay sober as a believer, and that you stay strong, and so that you are able to enter and step into the newness of God. I want to bless you, and I just declare that you are going to get stronger and stronger. And I declare that this year, you're going to finish off this year, you're going to finish it off strong, stronger than the way you started. Blessings to everybody.
With that said, we thank you guys for listening. Keep a lookout in 2019 for not one, but two books. You can visit our social media pages. We'll be announcing it there on Patty's Instagram. Definitely her Facebook. Keep a lookout at Ignite Movement on Facebook and on Instagram. And we'll definitely talk about those two new books that are coming. There's also Passionate Pursuit on her website and Búsqueda Apasionada. I don't speak Spanish, so I think that was pretty decent pronunciation. And it's going to be released in different languages. And you can also visit online at pattyvalenzuela.org/sermons if you want to purchase any messages. Thank you.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.